Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show. Hey, Megan.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
All right. Now, we've done this before. It was in the past where we've talked about guys that just the words can't come out of their mouth for whatever reason. The I love you.
Yeah. And you've been with your boyfriend for how long?
A little over a year.
A little over a year. Okay. And you feel like you are definitely in love with him?
Yes, definitely.
And you've told him?
No, because I don't want to say it if he's not going to say it and bring up the whole awkward situation.
Well, how do you know he's not going to say it then?
Because he's already told me he's not going to say it.
He's told you.
Yeah, how did that come up? Because I know that usually in a relationship before the official I love you is always the little, I got something to tell you. You got something to tell me.
If you say this to me, what are you saying?
If I said I love you.
Kind of like he's my best friend too, so we talk all the time. And we were just talking in general about things like that. And he says all the time, you know, I'm crazy about you. And I don't, you know, I'm not afraid of spending forever with you.
No, so romantic.
Said, you know, we were talking about love and just that kind of stuff. And he said, well, I hate the word. I hate saying it. I hate it. I hate it as a nickname because it's just so cheapened by guys that don't really mean it and girls that just think they have to say it because they're in a relationship. And I don't want to say it and come across as the same kind of a guy that's says, I love you, and then goes and cheats on you.
He
won't say it unless he really means it.
That premise I can buy into. Mm-hmm. How old is this guy, though?
23.
Do you mind if I ask if he has from a divorced family?
No, he's not.
Okay, the only reason I say that is because there's times where we've talked to listeners who felt like they, you know, they saw their parents divorce, and there's, you know, an association with the I love you from that, so...
And you're afraid that if you say it first, then he's not going to say it, then things are really going to be awkward.
Yeah.
How long ago did he tell you he wasn't going to say it?
Probably about 5 or 6 months ago.
So did he say that when I say those words to you, you're going to know that I really mean it? Or did he say, don't ever expect those words to come out of my mouth?
He said when he says them, I can know that he really, without a doubt, means it in a forever kind of way.
I got no beef with this
guy.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I got zero beef with this guy.
What's your issue then?
No, my issue isn't so much with that guy. It's just with him. I mean, obviously, if I had a huge issue with it, we wouldn't still be going out. It's more an issue with guys. Like, the topic came up because of the guy that called, who was talking about how he maybe got his girlfriend's best friend pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And then says, oh, I love my girlfriend right now. And it's like, it frustrates me every time I hear that to no end because it's guys like him that are the reason that my perfectly healthy relationship won't say the word.
I think that's completely legit. Completely. Jessica, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi. My husband, when he dated his last girlfriend before me, was with her for 3 years and never told her that he loved her. And he explained it to me, like, because I didn't. So I wasn't going to say it when I didn't feel it. And after we were together for a month, he told me. And he was, you know, just have to be the right person.
God, ouch. You got so played.
Ouch.
Seriously.
What do you mean?
That doesn't make
like
her feel any better.
He didn't never tell his girlfriend that he never said that.
Well, that's what he said. What
a way. He would say it to him, and he wouldn't say it back.
It was a month and a day before you took your pants off then. Because, I mean, that is such a move. Well done, my friend. Your husband is my hero.
But I'm also thinking if you're telling Megan, like, oh, well, he's not telling you because he really doesn't love you. But the next girl he's with, it'll only take a month.
Well, she's being honest here. So, Jessica, what you're saying maybe. To Megan is that this guy's being so honest with you that he really doesn't feel it yet.
Exactly. And he's not going to say it when he feels it. And that way, when you, like you were saying before, when he does say it, then you know that it's true. He's not going to say it just because you want to hear it.
Now, that's harsh to hear there, Megan, but that might be completely true. He may not be fully in love with you yet, even though you guys have been dating for a year. Does it take? Yeah. I mean, some people are going to call up and go, look, you're going to know in a year.
He acts that way all the time. I mean, I think I know without it being said, he's always saying it in not quite so many words or, like, proving it by the way that he'll act and the way that he'll treat me. I mean, so...
Do you feel insecure that he doesn't love you unless you hear it?
No, it's not really that. It's just, you know, it's nice to hear. It's like... Why shouldn't I hear it because of all these other guys that are jerks?
Well, I think because he's holding it to a different standard. I think the guy's being great about it.
I don't think he loves you.
You might be right. I mean, you're being kind of funny and kind of harsh.
No.
But he
but
might not
been
feel
a
that
year.
Yet.
I mean, I am concerned about the time. I mean, I get about, oh, he's being honorable and he doesn't want to say it, but they've been together over a year.
Yeah, like normally you would know within a year if you're in love with somebody
if
or not, right?
You said 6 months, I'd be like, well, but...
Like, we started out as... being just the best friends. I was in a relationship with a really abusive guy, and we had been together for 2.5 or 3 years. So at first, I think it was because he knew that I wasn't ready to hear it. And now it's just like, I don't know. I mean, I can tell that he does just by how he treats me. He doesn't treat anybody I know, much less, especially not any females, the same way.
Hey, Michael, go ahead. You're on Q100.
All I was going to say was, I mean, I heard her mention it already, but I mean, it depends on how his actions are around you. If you say he's a real good friend of yours and stuff, then how does he treat you out and about when you're in public and when you're by yourself?
Yeah, do you feel loved by this guy?
I definitely do. He tells me all the time he's crazy about me. He shows it to me. He protects me. He lets other people know, hey, you know, I don't want you to look at her that way because she's not going out with you. She's going out with me.
Andrea, you got some advice for Megan? Andrea?
Hello?
Andrea, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to tell her I actually would listen to a similar situation. My boyfriend is mainly because of the one time that he was in love. I told him I loved him 3 months before he told me, and usually, like, I would tell him, and he'd say, aw, thank you, and it was really awkward, but the one day that he finally told me, it made it so worth it.
So you say that she should just say how she feels regardless of what the response is going to be.
She's already gone.
I think that's what she did. Would you be comfortable doing that, Megan?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean...
just telling him that you're in love with him, even if the response is that...
It might freak him out.
He might say thank
it
you.
It might just be really weird. Like, I don't want it to be pushy or anything like that.
But if you're saying it because
about him a little bit, done.
But if you're saying it because you feel it and you truly are not expecting a response, then it doesn't have to be awkward.
Hey, Tyler, you've been in the same situation?
Well, sort of. I dated a guy for 3 years, and it took us over a year to say, I love you. And even after that, we wouldn't say, I love you every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get off the phone, it wasn't, oh, I love you, goodbye, because he wanted to say it, you know, when he was truly feeling, not that he didn't feel it every day, but, you know, he just didn't want to throw the word around lightly. Every guy.
That is such BS, ladies.
I understand it, though.
I understand it at the beginning, like at the beginning of the relationship, if the guy doesn't want to say it right away. Like, didn't you Heisman Stacy, right? When she first said it to you, You were like, I'm not ready for it right now. And you kept with, that is admirable and respectable, right? Mm-hmm. But now when you're, when you get a couple years into it,
it's
and,
too much.
And they're still not saying it, or he's like, I'm not going to say it every day because
I don't want to just throw it around.
Because I just don't want to throw it out. Whatever.
I did end up, I mean, that was not the demise of the relationship, but, you know, that did end up being an issue saying, you know, I do want to say that more. You know?
There you go.
Others are calling and saying that it took their husbands or boyfriends way longer than that, even. Hey, Tracy, you're on Q100.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I just wanted to let her know that my husband, I'm currently married right now. I've been married for 7 years to not give up. He actually said the same thing. He would never get married again, and he would never say he loved it unless he meant it. And he actually told me about a year and a half into our relationship that he loved me, and we've been married for 7 years. So,
year and a half.
Did you say it first?
He said it first.
So you waited a year and a half because you wouldn't go there first?
Right.
And how long into dating him did you know that you were in love with him?
Probably about 6 months. 6 months, maybe. I just held out. We had both come from a bad divorce. So we were both divorced. And but, yeah, we're happily married for 7 years now, so don't give up.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right, Jeff, you missed a segment on Friday. We had Ask Annie on.
Yeah.
Boy, did she keep it real.
She's good.
Uncomfortably real.
She's really?
Straight.
Yes. Were kids talking to her?
Yes, but she was talking about kids. Very adult material.
What was she talking about?
Lewinsky's.
Shut up.
Yes.
No, yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it was shocked. I was silent. I had no response.
She said they were so gross that she never planned to do that even when she got married because that's gross.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for her. And her parents definitely bought her a drink this weekend.
Well, drink. She's 13.
Patron all the way around
Slurpee
for the 13
today.
Year old.
Isn't today her birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Annie.
She's back.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, wow. Ask Annie, how are you?
Good.
All right, you've got some tough love advice here for Megan.
Oh, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
You are annoying me. He's going to say it when he's ready, and you're complaining about this. I feel like he complained about everything, because he's going to say it when he's ready, and you're complaining. Like, that's... Stop.
I felt like you're judging me pretty quickly there to say I complained about absolutely everything. I was more complaining about other men than him.
Okay, well, this is him, not other men.
Annie, do you think that she should tell him that she loves him?
Well, if she loves him, then yeah. Like, really have some guts here. Like, okay, so you say he doesn't say it back, big deal. He'll say it to you when he's ready.
And how should she find out if he really loves her or not? Like, if he doesn't say it for another 6 months?
Well, when he says it. Like, it's not like you have to be sneaky and find out if he loves you or not. He either loves you or he doesn't. If obviously he doesn't love you fully right now, so he's not going to say it.
I mean, but he is showing her that he loves her, but he's just not saying it. You say that's okay, so long as he's showing it?
Well, really, like, is he really showing it that he loves her or just that he's beginning to love her? Like, really?
Maybe Megan should show up by doing some of those things that Annie would never do.
Yeah, how about not?
Happy birthday, Annie.
13 years old today.
What's today, her 30th?
It's just like one of those Dominican Republic baseball players that say that they're 16, but they're really 32.
Right.
All right, Megan, hopefully you have something there to chew on.
Yeah,
okay.
The Bird Show.
So one of Katie's friends told the story that cracked me up to where she was home with a bottle of wine, no big deal, you know, to after work, just winding down and had a few glasses, feeling pretty good. Feeling even better, just going to watch a movie or something, go to bed. Well, then she got a phone call from her family that her grandmother was in the hospital.
Oh, damn.
And so they're like, you need to get to the hospital. And she's like, oh, my God. So she got off the phone, and she was not going to be irresponsible and drive, so she had called her boyfriend to come. Can you please come pick me up, you know, on your way home, and can you just take me to the hospital and drop me off? No big deal. She said, I'm going to play this off. I'm going to be cool. Probably did the whole mouthwash thing and everything, but you know what she was? She was drunk at the time. So her boyfriend comes, picks her up, takes her to the hospital. So she talked about how, you know what, but she's fine. She concentrated. She's walking in the hall. Everything's good. Wasn't quite sure where her grandmother is, but kind of knew what floor she was on. So went in there, and then she went into her grandmother's hospital room, and it was dark because I guess she had already kind of was trying to go to bed, by that point because she's older, right? So my friend goes over there and she sits down. And she decides she's just going to start talking to her and comfort her. And she brought her flowers, by the way. They stopped and, you know, the boyfriend got flowers. So she has flowers on the side mm-hmm. and she's patting her on the hand and she's leaning over and she's talking to her and giving her some encouragement. And then all of a sudden the woman turned to her and said, Well, thank you so much. Those flowers are beautiful. And it was not her grandmother.
So she was that drunk.
Oh, no.
She was so that drunk that she went into the wrong hospital room.
Uncomfortably.
And it got to the point where I think that she left the door open. And I think that her mother heard her and was down the hall calling her name. Oh, wrong room. You're in the wrong room.
I love the concept of the drunk accidental call to duty. So, like, I can imagine this being really big for parents, too. Because mm-hmm. when the kids are out of the house, mm-hmm. like, let's say they're staying with the grandparents, right? You've got the run of the home all to yourself.
Right.
So you and the husband or you and the wife, you're going to get your drink on pretty good. Or you're going to go out with some friends and you go to tie it on. But then something might happen to the kids where they end up in the emergency room. And you've been drinking for 4 hours now. Mm-hmm. So you had to do the drunk call of duty and go to the hospital. This could happen in 100 different scenarios.
Absolutely. And nobody's at fault. It's not your fault for being drunk. It's just you never expect to have to do anything with it.
Right.
You thought your night was clear. So you're going to go. I don't have anything else to do. So I'm going to get my buzz on. And then something happens to where you end up in this situation where you have to act like a sober person.
Absolutely.
And you're hammered.
So my friend left the flowers. I mean, she went to her grandmother's room, but you can't just take the flowers, you know, but... Yeah, talked to the wrong woman.
That is too funny.
We're going to get scary calls from, like, medical professionals.
Yeah, that would be, sure. No. I mean, we could put you on the voice disguiser for these also. Like, doctors, I think, are pretty good about this. Like, if you're on duty, like, I know in my case.
I'm not talking about on duty. I'm talking about.
On call, I mean. Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. What if you're in a restaurant and you get, is there a doctor? Like, the chef just sliced off his finger.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been at the bar drinking wine for 3 hours. And your wife or husband goes, she's a doctor. And even though you're sloshed.
You're the only one there.
Yep.
Called in a drunk call of duty.
You gotta do it.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
It was one of those things, I had to do it because it was my girlfriend. It was her sister had a stroke, and her sister is one of those freak things. Her sister's only 18, and she had a stroke, and I actually had to go up to Knoxville. And what I was doing was that Buffalo Wild Wings with a couple of my buddies having a couple of drinks, and I got the call at like 11 o'clock at night, so I hopped in the car and made the drive all the way up to Knoxville.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, after like four doubles, it was stupid, but I had to do it. No one else would drive me to Knoxville.
So. Oh, wow. Oh, that's way better.
Dangerous.
Right there.
And then after that, I had to meet her parents that night, and that was the first time I met her parents, and I was pretty...
Now, that did happen with me and Stacy's dad, too. First time I ever met him, I was totally hammered.
Really? Did you know that you were going to meet him, though?
No, I didn't. He was visiting her, and I was with a guy. I think I was at a bachelor party, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he was supposed to be long gone by the time I showed up. And I got there, I guess it was probably, I don't know, 12, 1 o'clock, and he was just leaving her apartment. And I was coming in as he was going out, and he stopped me, and he said, hi. I think Stacy was with him, and I said, I'm not even going to try to do this right now. I'm hammered.
Oh my God.
I came clean right off the bat and said, let's not do this right now. I am so drunk. And he was actually really cool with it. Because if you knew him the way I did, you would know that's a great way to start the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Inebriated and honest.
Right.
It was a perfect way to start our relationship. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Good. I have a funny drunk call to order story.
Okay.
There was about 50 or 75 of us, and we're partying on Jekyll Island about 2 years ago, and I mean heavy partying. Well, my cell phone rang, and it was my cousin who was not at the party, and we were all trying to figure out why she wasn't at the party anyway. And come to find out, okay, I answer my cell phone, and she says, I'm really in a lot of pain, and I need someone to come take me to the hospital. So I looked around, I'm like, okay, is anybody sober? And nobody was, but they got me over to where she was staying, and I was so drunk, and she's laying on the couch, she's just really sick. Turns out she had an appendicitis.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. And she had to wait until the next morning for somebody to sober up to take her to the hospital.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
I guess
no,
you
know,
no. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Totally dangerous. And to this day, I feel like really a bad, bad person because I was too drunk to take her to the hospital.
Damn.
I mean, she called everybody we knew on Jekyll Island that day, that night, and nobody was sober to drive her into the hospital.
Can you wait 6 hours while I sleep it off?
Diane.
Hello.
Hi, Diane. You're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning. This happened about 20 years ago. The police called me. I'd had about 4 glasses of wine. The police called me and told me if I didn't come get my husband right away, they were going to arrest him for DUI. And on the way home, I got arrested for DUI.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
No!
The Burt Show.
Do you guys have friends that you kind of avoid their phone calls?
Yes.
I hate to say that, but
it's usually
I do
the
too.
Long talkers.
Yes.
It's not necessarily the long talkers, but it's sometimes the friends that you don't talk to for a long time, so you know it's going to be a long conversation trying to get caught up on everything. It's like, because there's some friends I don't talk to for a while where we can just pick up real quick and have a 5-minute conversation, no big deal. You know, like one of my friends in Florida will be like, yeah, I'm running around with my kids. Okay, great to talk to you. Okay, got to go. Bye. Whatever. And it's great. And we'll always pick up each other's phone calls because it doesn't feel like it's going to be an hour-long investment.
Sure.
But then there's other friends that once you get on the phone, you feel like you're always the one who's ending the conversation.
Yeah, this is the email version of like when you open up an email and there's something that's going to take a lot of time, you just save it, and then you think you're going to get back to it with a voicemail or a call like this. Oh, I know I'm going to be on the phone with this person 20 minutes, so I'll just call them back, and you never do.
Or they're the people that refuse to acknowledge the wrap-up.
Yeah.
Like when you're at the end of the call and you do that, well, it's really cool. Tell your mom I said hi. Oh, I will. You know, she went to Connecticut last week to go up to the casinos.
And then you're like,
oh, that's great. Yes. Really? How'd she do? Did she do good? Oh, yeah, she did. Okay, great. Well, I'll give her my best and I'll talk to you later. I will. Hey, you know, we might be down that way in a couple days. Oh, my God. Don't you get the hint?
That's what text messaging is for.
Yeah.
I text those people.
And then it's the friends, too, that will be doing something. So you try to allow them doing something to be the excuse to get off the phone. Like a friend of mine was like, oh, I'm going into the bank real quick. Hang on 1 second. Oh, that's okay. Just call me back later. It's all right. You know what? Oh, no. Just hold on. And then they're like talking to the bank teller while you're still on the phone with them and they're like doing their thing. You're like, no, really, we should get off the phone right now. You know?
That's one of my pet peeves when somebody says to me, okay, I'll let you go. You're not letting me go. You want to go. You're not letting me go because I want to go. I'll let you go because I don't want to talk to you anymore is really what they're saying.
Exactly.
But I was on the phone with somebody yesterday and was actually thankful because they were having a random conversation. Actually, it's fairly important. We were talking about something, and in the middle of the conversation, she said, okay, I just walked into the dentist's office. I have to go. And I said, all right, talk to you later. And appreciated that because the day before yesterday, I got stuck on the phone with somebody who did exactly what Hobby just said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're like, hold on a minute. And then I hear them walk up, and they, like, paid for their gas.
Yeah.
Which, who doesn't buy gas at the pump, you idiot?
Slide your card.
Yeah, so they paid for the gas. Then they bought scratch-off tickets, and they weren't even 60. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm listening to the whole thing.
Because you're ready to get off the phone.
Sure, yes.
You're like, if you got something else going on, it's okay. We can end this conversation,
Katie,
you know?
What Katie does is she acts as if something just came up. Like, oh my God, okay, I have to call you right back. And then she never calls you back.
See, that's good.
And then when she does it on me, though, I get mad because I think, wait a second, I know your trick. But that's what she does is makes it sound like an emergency. And the person's like, oh, okay.
Have you guys ever faked having a bad connection and then hung up?
Yep.
Like you're talking just like this. Yeah. And then yesterday, and then you hang up. And you're right in the middle of the sentence, and it just appears as though the phone went dead, but it really didn't. You've never done that?
Yes.
No, I've never done that one.
I've just hung up the phone. Like right in the middle of.
Just click it. Like, oh, and then you just tell them next time, like, oh, sorry, man, must have been a bad connection or something.
You hang it up and turn it off immediately. It goes right to voicemail. Like, oh, damn, his battery died.
Battery dead.
I do the thing where you pray for voicemail when you're calling them back, and it's one of those people you're going to talk to for a long time. You're like, voicemail. On the fourth ring, you're like, oh, I'm so there. And their voicemail picks up, like, yes. So you start leaving a message, and then they're beeping in. And then do you ever do that whole thing where you ignore the beep in?
Yes.
Like you're not getting it? Somehow, like in the trickery of phone land, like you didn't get their call in because
you're already
in their voicemail.
In the magic of cellular technology, anything is possible.
Exactly.
Like I've called people back and they said, oh, didn't you see I called? And I'm like, no, sometimes my phone is weird when I'm in a rural area like Sandy Springs. It doesn't ring. It just comes up and says, oh, you have new voicemail. But I can't check it until I get to a metro area like Marietta. So I don't have any towers near my house, you know, up near the corner of Roswell and Hammond.
Hey, Nate, you're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I was going to say, I get phone calls from friends that I haven't talked to in a while, mostly because my wife and I just had a newborn, and it's been really busy, but I dodge phone calls from people that I know are going to put me on a guilt trip for not calling them in so long.
Yes.
If I avoided every one of those calls, I wouldn't be able to call anybody, because I can't remember the last time I actually called somebody and they said, dude, it's been so long since we talked, man. I called you 3 weeks ago.
Don't give me a guilt trip when I call
Total
you
Total guilt yeah. trip. Yeah, I feel you, Nate.
Yeah, cool. And later, guys.
If Sorry. You realize you're one of those people that gives guilt trips, just know that you're one of those people where we are hitting ignore.
We're just so you know, yes. Here's the answer that we're thinking when you go, oh, so there's so many more important people in your life that you can't call me back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're thinking? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, there are.
Right.
That's what we're thinking.
Even if it's my mom.
Right.
Yeah, mom. You're about fourth on the depth chart, I got to tell you.
Aww.
I have a taught by a friend a guaranteed trick to go right to voicemail if you want it. Every time.
What is it?
You have to have two phones.
Oh.
You make the initial call on your cell phone.
Okay.
The minute it starts to ring, you put your cell phone on mute and dial the same number from a landline. Because
Boy, that's a lot of work to avoid a call right there.
Of the
you really hate people.
Because of the cell phone.
I'll have to get a landline then.
The cell phone trickery.
Right.
Down to your lair. To run some cables
right,
into your cave.
I have to get
If two are calling at the same time.
The second one goes right to voicemail. The first one's on mute. So they pick it up and they go, hello? 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 Meanwhile, you've gone right to voicemail and you're like, hey, what's up, Jen? It's Jeff. I don't know what happened. Your phone just acted weird. But anyways, call me back when you get a second and I'll ignore.
That's the equivalent of tapping the wrong shoulder and they turn the wrong direction and then you're sneak on the other side.
You're right. That is actually really brilliant. And then isn't there some buttons on your phone? Like I know on the BlackBerry, like there's a button on the top that if you hit ignore, they still hear it ring all the way to voicemail. But if you hit the end button, then it sends them to voicemail. Because you can hear when you're calling someone and they send you to voicemail because it rings twice. Two or three times, and then they send you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Outside of the regular, like, three or four rings.
Yeah,
right?
I have an ignore feature on my phone where if it's ringing, I just hit ignore, and then I know it goes right to voicemail.
Yeah, but when people call you, they might know that you're sending them to voicemail.
Well, they do now, thank you.
I haven't explored this service enough, but there is a service out there that allows you to listen to voicemails while they're being left.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And if you want to.
Every phone should have that.
I had the mistake one. Oh, hey, it's Melissa. Oh, wait.
Redo. If you want to.
Can they hear that whole thing?
You can just start talking.
Oh, that would jack you up.
So you hear the greeting. Hey, it's Jeff. Leave me a message. Hey, Jeff, I was just wondering if you want to go to dinner tomorrow night and blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'll go.
What?
The hell?
Hey, Heather, you're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I was listening to y'all talk about the cell phone thing. I work in EMS.
Mm-hmm.
So I have friends that like to call me, and you can't get them off the phone. So I'll tell them I get an emergency and turn my sirens on.
Oh, that's great.
That's hardcore.
Oh, that's a beautiful, that's awesome. Beautiful trick you got.
We are turning into a society where conversations are going to be obsolete eventually. With instant messenger and texting
it's
now.
It's not everybody.
It's
just
conversations in general. Yeah, like I'm cool with a 5-minute phone conversation or like being a means to an end. Like, hey, do you want to do something on Thursday night? Sure, let's do dinner. Where are we going to go? I don't know. Text me later and we'll figure out exactly where to go, what time. Like those kind of phone conversations where it's a means to an end are great. But the rambling and the rambling and the rambling of meh. While you're going to the grocery store and then you're checking out and you're talking to the cashier and all that stuff, I'm just like, no.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big.